From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. The Ministry of Communication and Informatics launches digital training program for micro, small, and medium enterprises. At the 75th anniversary, the Indonesian Armed Forces asked to improve its ability to face hybrid threats. Now, the news in details. The Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Informatics launched a digital training program for micro, small, and medium enterprises (MSMEs) to support their sustainability in helping Indonesia's economic growth amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Minister of Communication and Informatics Johnny G. Plate, in his remarks at the launch of a virtual digital training program in Jakarta on Monday, said that this program is aimed at advancing, strengthening, and empowering the MSMEs in Indonesia.
Perluasan pendalaman program pelatihan UMKM ya, digital merupakan wujud dan komitmen pemerintah.
The wider expansion of the digital MSMEs training program is a form of the government's commitment to advancing, strengthening, and empowering the MSMEs and ultra micro in our homeland. We need to note that the MSMEs and ultra micro have a significant contribution to the Indonesian economy. The contribution of the MSMEs and ultra micro to GDP is around 60%. With the COVID-19 pandemic, many business people have been affected by social restriction because they are still based on conventional or offline businesses. At the same time, digital economy activity has increased rapidly, on which in April 2020, online sales increased 480% compared to January 2020. Furthermore, Minister Johnny J. Plate pointed out that currently, Indonesia is also providing internet infrastructure equipped with 4G signal at more than 150,000 public service points in Indonesia via the Satria 1 multifunction satellite, which is expected to be put into orbit in the third quarter of 2023. This is done by the Ministry of Communication and Informatics to support the increase of the digital-based MSMEs in Indonesia so that they can compete in the global value chain. In commemoration of the 75th anniversary of the Indonesian Armed Forces 10E, which fell on October 5th, the 10E was asked to improve its capabilities and weapons to face hybrid threats, namely the threats of chemical, biological, radiation, and nuclear weapons. Observers of military and intelligence, Susaning Tias Kertopati, said in a written statement on Monday that this was known as a hybrid threat and had changed the perspective of future threats. In addition, in military operation other than war, OMSP, the 10E also faces new challenges, namely participating in tackling non-natural disasters, namely the COVID-19 pandemic. The COVID-19 pandemic is non-military threat, which is different from a military threat and a non-military threat. She also remarked that the threat of nuclear weapons, chemical weapons, and radiation weapons also has a high scale to detect and deter. The Indonesian Embassy in Doha, Alzheimer Indonesia ALZI Chapter Doha, and the Indonesian Community Association in Qatar, PERMIKA, held virtual discussion about decreased brain function, or dementia, and its relation to the COVID-19 pandemic. In the discussion entitled Reduce Your Risk of Dementia When There Is a Risk Factor, which was held on Saturday, October 3rd, a specialist in internal medicine, Dr. Seresna Heriawan Suyono, said, that one of the risk factors for dementia is a feeling of depression or loneliness on a continuous basis. A pandemic situation that requires people to limit physical interaction with others can be a challenge that is not easy for people with dementia. The decreasing attention of families to ODD will trigger the increasing risk factors for dementia. It was said by Dr. Heriawan as conveyed in the release of the Indonesian Embassy in Doha, which was received by Antara News Agency in Jakarta on Sunday. According to Dr. Heriawan, until now there is no clinical drug that can cure dementia, so all that can be done now is to slow down the risk of dementia. On Sunday, October 3rd, Indonesia reported 3,992 new coronavirus cases, the lowest daily increase in 6 days, taking its total number of infection to 303,498. The coronavirus-related death toll rose by 96 to 11.151. In a video statement on Saturday, Indonesian President Joko Widodo defended his record of fighting the COVID-19 pandemic, asking for no polemics or commotions amid criticism that he is putting the economy over public health. The government's handling of the pandemic since March has drawn criticism from some public health experts for prioritizing economic over public health concerns. The Indonesian President Joko Widodo defended his decision not to impose province or city-wide lockdowns in places where cases continue to surge, because he said that would have hurt people's livelihoods. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Let's move on to the international news. Paris will shut all bars completely from Tuesday, October 6, as the French government raises the city's coronavirus alert to maximum following a sustained period of high infection rates. The Office of Prime Minister Jean Castex announced that full details of the new restrictions will be announced on Monday and will last for 2 weeks. On Sunday, France reported 12,565 cases of COVID-19. The maximum alert level in France comes into force when the infection rate in locality exceeds 250 per 100,000 people and at least 30% of intensive care beds are reserved for COVID-19 patients. People in the French overseas territory of New Caledonia have narrowly rejected independence from France in a referendum. According to final results reported by AFP News Agency, the archipelago voted to remain French with 53.26% of votes. In a similar vote 2 years ago, the margin was slightly wider with 56.7% voting to stay French. New Caledonia has been a French territory for nearly 170 years. French President Emmanuel Macron welcomed the result as a sign of a confidence in the Republic, adding he also felt humility in view of the result. The referendum was part of a series of votes agreed 2 decades ago, following bouts of violence in the 1980s over the issues of independence between the island's indigenous Kanak people and descendants of European settlers. Coronavirus restrictions in New Zealand's largest city will be lifted this week. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said on Monday as she expressed confidence the second wave of COVID-19 infections in Auckland has been almost eliminated. The city will move to alert level 1 from 11:59 p.m. on Wednesday, joining the rest of the country, after reporting no new cases in the Auckland cluster for 10 consecutive days. The country recorded 1 new case on Monday, involving a New Zealander returning from overseas, taking its total number of confirmed cases to 1,499, including 25 deaths. Oil prices rose more than 1% on Monday, lifted by comments from doctors for U.S. President Donald Trump suggesting he could be discharged from hospital as soon as Monday, just a few days after his positive test for COVID-19 sparked widespread alarm. Trump's health update eased political uncertainty in global markets, pushing Brent LCOC's one up to $39.79 a barrel by 0140 GMT, gaining 52 cents or 1.3%. U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude CLC1 was at $37.64 a barrel, up 59 cents or 1.6%. Price had slumped more than 4% on Friday amid uncertainty surrounding Trump's health, adding to concern that rising coronavirus case numbers that could dampen global economic recovery. But analysts said Monday's rebound was driven by an easing of the worst fears about Trump's health condition, albeit clouded by some mixed signals. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusmawati. Thank you for listening. Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary today entitling the role of Indonesian national military in facing COVID-19 pandemic. Every October 5th is commemorated as the birthday of the Indonesian National Military TNI. Since its establishment on October 5, 1945, the TNI has undergone many organizational developments and improvements in carrying out its role in maintaining national security and defense. Before Indonesia's independence, there was a military institution formed by the Dutch East Indies colonial government consisting of the indigenous soldiers. It was known as the Koninklijke Nederlandse Indies Leger, or KNIL, or the Dutch East Indies Royal Army. Then, after the Dutch lost to Japan in World War II, there were also PETA soldiers, the Homeland Defenders, formed by the Japanese government to fight the Allies at that time. All of this became the forerunner to the formation of the Indonesian National Military with various names during the War for Independence until now. Besides being tasked with maintaining security and order of the people and the Indonesian state, the Indonesian National Military amid the COVID-19 pandemic like today also supports the government efforts in handling COVID-19. The role of the TNI in dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic was emphasized by the chairman of the People's Consultative Assembly MPR, Bambang Susatyo, on Sunday. He said that the commemoration of the anniversary of the TNI was also a momentum to show its major role in breaking the chain of COVID-19 transmission. He perceived that the TNI as an element of the nation's strength is obliged to take part in the process of solving this problem. The TNI was involved long before the COVID-19 was decided to become a pandemic. For example, the personnel of the TNI evacuated Indonesian citizens from Wuhan, China, and set up quarantine on Galang Island. When President Joko Widodo declared COVID-19 as a pandemic, a task force was formed, and this was also filled by the regional government, the interrelated ministries, and other stakeholders. Of course, the Indonesian National Military TNI is not alone in carrying out its role in dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. Synergy and strong cooperation between government agencies and the community is needed so that the spread of the COVID-19 virus and the number of positive cases in Indonesia can be reduced. Listener, that was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusmawati. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, our daily segment, Today in History. We start with the event on October 5th, 1945, when the Agency of People's Security was changed to be Military of People's Security. Agency of People's Security, BKR, was the first armed force established after Indonesia gained its independence. The establishment of the BKR was carried out through a session of the Indonesian Independence Preparatory Committee, or PPKI, on August 22, 1945, and announced by President Sukarno on August 23, 1945. At the time, the members of BKR were Indonesian youths that had obtained military training before as Heiho Military State Defenders, or PETA, and KNIL. The commander of the BKR appointed at the time was Aruji Kartawinata. Through presidential decree on October 5, 1945, BKR was changed to be Military of People's Security. In its development, the name of the Indonesian Armed Forces experienced some changes, and finally, it changed to be Indonesian Military. Next event is that in 2004, West Sulawesi officially became province in Indonesia with Mamuju as capital. West Sulawesi is a division from South Sulawesi. The province was formed on October 5, 2004, based on the Law No. 26, 2004. West Sulawesi province is known to have many tourism destinations. Besides cocoa, the province is a major producer of Robusta coffee or Arabica coffee, coconut, and clove. In the mining sector, the province has gold, coal, and petroleum. We end today in the story with the event on World Teacher Day. Since 1994, World Teacher Day is commemorated every October 5th. The commemoration of the World Teacher Day is aimed at giving support to teachers in the world and convinced that the continuity of the future generation is through the teachers. UNESCO stated that the World Teacher Day represents care, understanding, and appreciation performed for the sake of major roles of teachers, namely teaching science and building generation. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashō. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan guo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Sometimes I can send a face it, but hey, we are the youth of the nation. We gotta get up as a new generation. Stop, then, now do something for your nation.
Beribu pulau terbentang sempurna, membelah dua samudra. Kan ku bawa namamu hingga ujung dunia. Ceritakan indah Nusantara.
Manapun aku melangkah, takkan ku lupakan tanah. Tempatku bersumpah untuk membuatnya jadi indah. Beribu perbedaan, harmoni keindahan. Takkan ada alasan bagiku untuk lupakan karena
di sana tempat lahir beta.
Ibu wai dibesarkan.
Sampai akhir menutup mata.
Terima kasih.
ruang halilintar bergemuruh, hatiku tetap untukmu. Indonesia rumah kita semua, jadi University. Close your eyes, open up your heart, Big Jaya akan menjelang.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia today, entitled Government Reforms Policy to Attract More Investment. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, says the government is carrying out policy reforms. One of them is through the Omnibus Law to attract more investment to Indonesia. When speaking at the National Investment Webinar Web Seminar of Islamic Countries in Jakarta on Thursday, he said that the government was pushing for the ratification of the Omnibus Law and supporting businesses and communities affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Minister Luhut also emphasized that the COVID-19 pandemic that has hit Indonesia since last March has not only caused death, but also brought about a negative impact on the economic sector. Thereby, investment is one of the needed boosters for economic growth. He also added that the pandemic has caused people's purchasing power to decline, thus affecting consumption. Therefore, it needs a boost from the government spending and additional investment. Minister Luhut explained that apart from focusing on policy reforms to attract investment, another government strategy is implementing the development of the infrastructure sector. He said apart from China and Western countries, the amount of investment from Islamic countries, from Arab and African countries in Indonesia are quite significant as well. Indonesia has even signed a memorandum of understanding worth $22.8 billion with the United Arab Emirates on January 12, 2020. The details of the cooperation include sustainable energy development, sharing a vision of green growth as a way to transform energy security into sustainable energy, and support the true value of Islam in encouraging tolerance. Minister Luhut also emphasized that in 2019, foreign investment companies PMA from Islamic countries were dominated by the United Arab Emirates, reaching at 69.7%. Indonesia is also collaborating with the United Arab Emirates company under the G42 framework to produce the COVID-19 vaccine. The United Arab Emirates is committed to providing 10 million doses for Indonesia and undertaking wider cooperation for pharmaceutical production in the markets of the Middle East, Africa, and several other countries. Listener, that was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I'm going to let you know about Bangko Bangko Beach in West Nusa Tenggara. Stay tuned. Listener, surfing is a water sport that is quite challenging and fun for some people. For surfers, beaches with big waves are a place to look for. One of them is Desert Point or Bangko Bangko Beach in Lombok Island. Administratively, Bangko Bangko Beach is included in the Sokotong District, West Lombok Regency, West Nusa Tenggara Province. The location is precisely located on the southwest coast of Lombok Island. The distance from Mataram City is about 70.5 kilometers, or it takes about 1 hour 48 minutes by using motor vehicles. Bangko Bangko Beach is one of the most favorite surf spots in Lombok Island, and is quite popular among local and foreign surfers because of the type of waves that do not break easily to the beach. The deep and high waves make this place one of the 10 surf spots with the toughest waves according to the International Surfing Association. If you like surfing, the best time for you to visit Bangko Bangko Beach is around May to October. In these months, there is a fairly hollow tidal wave that can roll waves along 300 meters with wave heights ranging up to 3 meters so that surfers want to conquer them. Besides as a surfing spot, Bangko Bangko Beach has attractive white sand that stretches along the beach, and it looks even more beautiful against the backdrop of colorful fishing boats with clear sea water. Another attraction is an interesting trekking tour, and there are some amazing events in the Bangko Bangko Natural Tourism Park area of 2,169 hectares. Forest Natural Park of Bangko Bangko is an ecosystem type of coastal forest, lowland monsoon forest, and mangrove forest. The habitats of various types of rarely found fauna such as crooked eagles, partridge, king prawns, quaku, Drosus helena butterflies, and sea eagles are still maintained. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Bangko Bangko Beach in West Nusa Tenggara Province. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia. COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
cintamu sayang, kembalilah ke
listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio. We introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language and Book Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is senang, in English, happy. Listen to this conversation about senang, in English, happy. Siti asked Kevin about his last exam.
Kevin, bagaimana ujian karya sastra Indonesia?
Aku senang bisa melewati ujian itu dengan baik.
Oh ya? Kenapa?
Aku senang. Semua soalnya bisa ku jawab.
Now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic today. I'm going to say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Bagaimana ujian karya sastra Indonesia? Which means, how about Indonesian literary work exam? Aku senang, which means I'm happy. Ujian telah usai, which means the exam has finished. Kenapa? Which means, why? Saya bisa menjawab. Which means, I can answer. Semua soal. Which means, all questions. Aku senang tinggal di sini. Which means, I'm happy to live here. The word senang is usually used to express happiness. For example, aku senang ujian telah selesai, which means I'm happy the exam has finished. Aku senang bisa menjawab semua soal, which means I'm happy that I could answer all questions. Aku senang tinggal di sini, which means I'm happy to live here. To show happiness, you add more words. Hore, which means hurry. Syukur, which means thanks God. Untunglah, which means luckily or fortunately. Alhamdulillah, which means thanks God. For examples, hore, aku senang ujian telah selesai. Which means, hore, I'm happy the exam had finished. Alhamdulillah, aku senang bisa menjawab semua soal. Which means, thanks God, I'm happy I could answer all questions. Untunglah, aku senang tinggal di sini, which means, fortunately, I'm happy to live here. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Kevin, bagaimana ujian karya sastra Indonesia?
Aku senang bisa melewati ujian itu dengan baik.
Oh ya? Kenapa?
Aku senang. Semua soalnya bisa kujawab.
There was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully this edition will be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Untuk bisa merindukanmu,
jangan datang terus.
Beri juga aku ruang bebas dan sendiri,
jangan ada terus.
Aku butuh tahu seberapa ku butuh kamu. Percayalah rindu baik untuk kita. Bisa ku hargai baik buruk perubahanku, tak akan kau sadari
kita berevolusi.
Bila kita ingin tahu seberapa besar rasa yang kita punya,
kita butuh ruang.
Sekalipun ada malam yang dingin, hingga aku lupa rasanya sepi. Tetap butuh ruang sendiri-sendiri. Untuk tetap menghargai oh rasanya sepi. Sekalipun ada malam yang dingin, hingga aku lupa rasanya sepi. Menjelang siang kau tahu aku sore nanti, tak pernah sekalipun ada malam. Sepi, tak lagi sepi bisa ku hargai. Tak lagi sepi bisa ku hargai.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome back to Music Corner. In today's edition, we will present a Keroncong song entitled December Kelabu. The song December Kelabu, which was composed by Arianto, tells about someone's sadness because the lover left him or her. This story happened in December. She waits for the lover faithfully until 2 December had passed. The man never come back. The song was composed in pop music genre and has been sung by some Indonesian singers, among other Maharani Kahar and Yuni Syara. But Dewi Yul preferred to dedicate the song December Kelabu in a different music genre, namely pop keroncong music. Well, listener, here is Dewi Yul with pop keroncong song entitled December Kelabu. Enjoy the song.
December, Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Di zaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the
kau
percaya kau juga cinta. Tapi sikapmu sungguh beda. Mungkin hanya aku halusinasi bahwa rasa kita sama. Ku peduli kau anggap ku mengganggumu. Ku sayangi kau anggap ku tak ada. Ku di sampingmu, kau mengusikku. Aku harus apa? Ku mau berusaha, tapi tak tahu bagaimana.
Listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.